All right. We like to think that we challenge ourselves. Our trailblazer this morning is embarking on a 5-day journey to summit Mount Kilimanjaro to raise funds for Sigi Children's Care Center in Tanzania. All usual. But this is no ordinary summit. Taryn Tomlinson is in studio with me this morning. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. She is an accessibility auditor who will be doing the summit in her wheelchair after developing rheumatoid arthritis, a long-term progressive and disabling autoimmune disease when she was 18. Taryn has been using a wheelchair ever since that time and will be conquering Kilimanjaro just as such. When she's not actively working against all the limitations and boundaries, she's clearly busting through another ceiling all the way to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro. Good morning, Taryn, and welcome to Breakfast with Refilo. It's such a pleasure having you.
Good morning, Refilo. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here to finally meet you.
I know. We've spoken before, which is wonderful. And we've spoken before about the excellent work that you do in terms of accessibility auditing of public spaces, hotels, conference centers, and the like. And so you're clearly committed to ensuring that everybody, even people who might be living with what we might call disabilities, or differently abled, rather, I should say, have access. And then you'd also choose to prove it.
Yeah.
Tell me about the decision to climb Kilimanjaro.
Well, it wasn't a decision I took lightly. It's been for 2 years since the organizer, she's been telling me, come on, you've got to come with us. You've got to go with us on our next summit. And the organizer is from an organization called Guts to Glory, which is about helping athletes who are differently abled to reach the objectives within the bodybuilding space and the athletic space, and so really helping to push them. And so I thought, well, I'm not an athlete, you know. I mean, come on.
But and yet.
And yet she convinced me to do it. And I thought, you know, what better way to bring attention to and highlight the work that I'm currently doing.
Okay. Now, talk to me. You say you're not an athlete, but you are going under undergoing a structured physical training program.
Yes.
Is this with the people from Guts to Glory?
No, I'm actually working together with the Sports Science Institute of South Africa, who have come on board to be my sponsoring partner in getting me fit and strong.
Excellent.
So I'm working, I mean, I saw their doctors, and I'm working with their biokineticist, JP van der Merwe, and some of the other teams. So this now, yeah, I mean, I'm super excited because they are, you know, really on point.
Okay, so just help me on the logistics of this, for my mind. At some point, you know, we know mountains come to a peak, trails get a little bit more narrow. Help us understand what some of the logistics will be that we would naturally think would be, I suppose, obstruction.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's going to be difficulties because there are, you know, four different biospheres on Kilimanjaro itself. Like, you start out in cultivated land, then you go through rainforest, then you go through moorland. So, you know, it's going to be difficult in parts like rainforest. You know, you have the stumps of trees and everything coming out. And so for this, people are going to have to carry me a lot of the way. So each person is assigned four. So I will have four guides, four men from Tanzania who will be going there and being along. And so carrying my luggage and everything like that, but also making sure that when we get to places like that. So for Kilimanjaro is not a steep faced mountain.
Okay.
So there's a lot of places in which, yes, I would be able to push myself, and this is where the training is coming, right? But then there are a lot of places where I won't be able to do that, especially with regard to the top. The last day of the hike is going to be 8 hours of basically having people carry me up the
A full
side
working
of,
day, girl.
A full working day.
8 hours, my word. Okay, well, the nice thing is you're slender. I mean, I pity the fool who would be forced to do that with me if I were in a wheelchair. Okay, so 8 hours of doing that. And talk to me, you've got a team of 6 people and a medical team that you'll be leaving with.
Yes. So, you know, it's not just me. There's other differently abled people coming along as well. Like a friend of ours, Zizipo. He's done it before, and he's an amputee. Another friend of mine, Wendy, she's from Durban. She's also an amputee, so she will be coming with as well. And now more and more people are wanting to join me. I've got a friend that's flying in from Italy. She's like, I'm going to do this with you. Another woman is walking for her sister, who's also in a wheelchair. And she's been one. She wanted to do it alone next year.
What?
Yeah, she's from PE. And so she
in
asked me.
In her wheelchair?
No. She's able-bodied. Sister. And so she said, no, it's fine. She'll come and join us. And another woman, Andiswa, as well. She's also going to become. So it's like the group. And it's called the Crazy Chick Challenge. So
I love it. I love it. Okay, so look, I know you say Sports Science Institute is one of your sponsoring partners, but mm-hmm. as we mentioned at the beginning, there's a very good cause for the SIGI yes. Children's Center. Please yes. tell us a bit about that organization.
Yeah, so the SIGI's Children's Center work with youth that have disabilities as well okay. in Tanzania, and they have been the foundation that the Guts to Glory has chosen to support yes. In their walks up, and they've done this the last time as well. So we're going to be walking for them as well as the Bambini Dream Foundation, which is my own foundation.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So those are the two, yeah, those are the two charities that we are actually raising funds for.
I like Bambini's sort of raison d'être. Won't you just tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so the Bambini Dream Foundation, I founded in 2010 when I came back from living in Italy, and it's mm-hmm. it's based on music and art therapy and helping underprivileged kids as well. I'm a life coach, so I also teach them the principles on how to think for success, visualization, affirmation, how to develop self-esteem and to positively project what it is that they want. So I've been working with the same group of children now since 2010, and
wow.
they are now, I'm so happy, so many of them have passed, and you know,
amazing.
They matric and passing to grade 11, and
you've got to take a beginning of the decade, end of the decade
yeah.
photo with them for sure. If you're just joining us, I'm chatting to Taryn Tomlinson, life coach, boundary breaker, accessibility auditor, and soon to be summiter of Mount Kilimanjaro. That's going to be in February, right?
Yes, we leave Cape Town on the 28th of February. We mm-hmm. land in Tanzania, but we start climbing on the 2nd of March. So for the 2 days that we are there, there's also a big race that happens in Kilimanjaro.
Yes.
Then that's on the 1st. So we're going to be doing a 5-kilometer wheelchair push, and we're all going to go in wheelchairs and do that for the fun.
Of course. And a little bit of training, I guess.
Yeah.
Just talk to me a little bit about, I guess, limitations. So, and I guess seeing, pushing through them. It's very interesting to me that it's you that's a life coach, obviously, to be the person that you are on a daily basis, being wheelchair bound with mm-hmm. the results of a rheumatoid arthritis, obviously takes an incredible amount of mental fortitude, emotional strength, to deal with a world that's not entirely welcoming
yeah.
To people who are differently abled. Just was that a natural, therefore, thing that you wanted to share with others, or did you observe in others that, sure, because I'm sure not all of the kids that you, I'm sure some of you, the kids that you actually coach are also able-bodied, right?
Yes, they're all able-bodied.
Okay,
actually.
So it's almost like a sense of, with this privilege, you know, of an able body, you should be able to push through your limitations. Is that kind of what the inspiration was?
Yes, it is. It's, you know, it's about, I suppose, being that inspiration and that beacon of light to show people that, you know, we have so much of our boundaries that we have is actually, you know, self-thought, man-made, firstly,
right.
but physical boundaries, man-made.
Yes.
But we limit ourselves so much by our thoughts and our thought processes of it can't be done and no, and you know, all these limiting beliefs that we have. And essentially, I speak for myself, but I'm sure with the other climbers as well, you know, this is about showing that your attitude determines your altitude.
Right.
And that when we work together, we can accomplish so much more, because, I mean, I can't go to the top of Kilimanjaro alone.
Sure.
So, you know, it depends on your resources and people that you have around you. But what makes me do it, and, you know, from the sense of what you were saying about being a life coach and kind of projecting that that message, is myself personally, I'm not someone that looks at boundaries. So I decide
yes.
what it is that I want. I make a quick rationale about what it is that I need to do in order to get there, and then I go for it.
Wow. As Jesse Jackson said, it's not your aptitude but your attitude that determines your altitude. So very much looking forward to hearing about your peaking Mount Kilimanjaro. Taryn Tomlinson, our trailblazer this morning, will be headed off to Kili in February. Is there any way that we can assist if we wanted to contribute to either SIGI Children's Center or Bambini Dream Foundation or the trip itself?
Yes, so we are still trying to raise funds for one mm-hmm. or two athletes that don't actually, who are with differently abled, who don't have the money to go up.
Okay.
So people can, if they would really like to donate towards this trip, at our GoFundMe page, mm-hmm. which is Guts to Glory, two with a numeral two, all together, Guts to Glory. And if they're looking to contact me, they can contact me on Taryn Tomlinson on Facebook. My email address is taryntom@gmail.com.
And it rhymes even. Yeah. Alrighty. ttarantom@gmail.com. Sorry, I can't help myself. Taryn, thank you again. It's such a pleasure chatting to you, and all the very best with the continued training, the Sports Science Institute. And guys, please go to the GoFundMe page for Guts to Glory, or get in touch with Taryn directly at taryntom@gmail.com.